What's poppin', people? It's Dante currently walking through the Centennial Arboretum with the Ricoh GR3, photographing today with the 28mm. Gonna be using this throughout the summer. Speed, speed, speed. Why is speed important in street photography? I believe that speed is so critical in my personal process. You know, ever since adopting this new workflow, shooting with small JPEGs, high contrast black and white, Ricoh GR compact camera, I've realized the power of speed. You know, where this camera is always on me, glued to the wrist strap or in my front right pocket, and I essentially never miss shots. You know, I've always been carrying this camera with me throughout my entire day, no matter where I may be, no matter how mundane. And sometimes I find that the simple fact that the camera is always on me, and the fact that all I need to do is click a button and turn it on and click another button, is what separates me from making a shot and missing a shot. And so what I mean is, when you're out there on the street, you really have to have this response time like a hunter, with precision, ready to attack, ready to make that photograph. And so having a camera that doesn't get in the way, having a setup and a system in place where you can make photographs quickly and spontaneously, is so important in the realm of street photography, where the camera gear, the lenses we use, the different ways in which we use our cameras can actually inhibit your ability to react with speed. And so I believe that ultimately simplifying your solution when it comes to the camera setup, simplifying your solution when it comes to backing up your photographs and making your selections, simplifying the process with speed is going to help you move forward in your street photography journey. Because the more that you walk, the more that you see, the more that you see, the more that you photograph, and the more that you photograph with speed, the more you can go out there, I believe, with longevity. Because the speedier and the quicker and the easier you make things for yourself, the faster the feedback and the more interest you have to go back out there and attack again. And the reason this is important for me is because I shoot a lot of photographs. So every single day I shoot upwards to 1,000 photographs. And so by using a small JPEG file, I actually have the fastest import time as possible, because the files are 4 megabytes. I can simply go through my photographs quickly using the iPad Pro and then back the photos up immediately to the cloud, upload to my own website, and publish them right away. And this to me makes the workflow so much simpler nowadays, where, you know, when I traveled in the past, I would photograph for a month or a couple of months at a time, and I would never look through the photographs. I would wait till I come home. Nowadays, I go home each and every evening and I can go through my photos and back them up right away, where my backlog is no longer a headache because I've already made my selections and I've already made some simple published works that I can access on my website, right? It's a very simple thought today about speed and street photography. But I believe it goes a long way, and it's really transforming the way in which I shoot. It's transforming the way that I think about photography. And ultimately, my goal with photography is to go with longevity. My goal with photography is to photograph endlessly throughout the entirety of my lifetime. And so by simplifying and photographing with speed with the fastest workflow possible, I'm now able to achieve this goal of longevity, where I no longer feel burnt out by the camera system or the way in which I back my photos up and the burden of making photographs in a way. You know, there's something about using a camera that doesn't get in the way, where to me, the Ricoh, it's the closest thing to not having a camera, and it really does allow me to sort of just create with speed and spontaneity and photograph very quickly. And so today I'm using the Ricoh GR3, and I'm deciding to use this for the rest of the summer. I use the 3X for about 10 to 12 months, and you know, it's a lot more difficult. It's actually more difficult to react with speed with the 3X due to the 40mm, due to the precision required when it comes to composing. But with a 28mm on the GR3, you can actually respond a lot more quickly with speed. And I believe that there's something about that speed that the GR3 provides over the X that I think lends itself for more success. And so the faster you can react on the street, the faster you can react to whatever's around you and your surroundings when you're making photographs, the better you're off, you know? Because ultimately, when it comes down to it, our goal is to continuously make more photographs. And if something's getting in the way from you making the photographs, well, then that's a problem and you need to solve that problem. And so the solution is to simplify your workflow. The solution is perhaps a JPEG workflow. The solution is perhaps a compact camera. You know, the solution is perhaps, you know, stripping away all of the decision fatigue. You know, when it comes to photography, we have these different lenses we want to use, different gear and equipment. But actually, when you stick to one camera and one lens, or stick to, you know, just a camera system that has the lens just always on the camera, you know, this to me is something that really does, I believe, overwhelm photographers. And so by having this discipline and consistency with your practice, you will then be able to go out there and work with speed. And so when I'm photographing, I like to make a lot of photographs. You know, I like to snapshot my way through life, where these days I'm simply just going through my everyday life and bringing the camera for the ride, and I simply snapshot whatever comes my way. And I think this to me is a way to sort of liberate myself as a photographer creatively, where now I thrive working in this way, working with speed, working with this simplicity in my practice. And so I just wanted to make a simple video today to call to action for you to think more critically about your workflow, think more critically about how you photograph and what you're photographing, because I think a lot of the times when you're out there and you're on the hunt for something specific, you're going to be a little bit more hesitant. But when you open your mind to the infinite possibilities of what you will find out there on the street, I believe then you will work a lot more quickly and you'll respond intuitively. And this to me is critical in the realm of street photography, you know? And just in general, I think making pictures in a more streamlined, fast-paced way is the future. You know, we no longer have to carry around this big four by, you know, just big camera systems on tripods, and you know, it's just not necessary anymore. And so I find that the future of photography maybe is all about making faster photos that are more imperfect. You know, because the slower you work, the more perfect you try to make things and line things up and yada yada. But I actually think that going quickly and spontaneously and photographing with speed lends itself well to making these kind of photos that are a little bit more wonky, a little bit more imperfect, but in that case, I believe, a little bit more beautiful. And so also the way in which you photograph, your technique, your approach, and working with speed can also, I believe, transform the result of the photo and perhaps give your voice a little bit more authenticity through working in speed. And so think more critically about how you can adopt faster workflows and working with speed. Yeah, that's the thought of the day. Yeah, just embrace the spirit of play and snapshot your way through life quickly and spontaneously with speed and simplicity. Don't worry about making good or bad photos. Stop dwelling on perfection and embrace imperfection through the speed of the way in which you use your camera, through technique, through the settings, and through your approach and your vision generally. Oh, look at this blanket. Move your body and snapshot your way through life.